Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Showtime Radio Time. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit broadcasting to you live in your sweet, beautiful ears. Ow! Oh man, I am psyched about today. I am psyched about everything that's going on this week. One of my friends is going to be in a really cool variety show tonight. I am determined to get there so that I can watch him and support him and everything. Love this guy. He's a great comedian too. And I got my router, which now I am now internet. I am stoked about that. Awesome. Okay, but you are tuning in to listen to a book that I've been reading. It's called The Death of Her. It's the third installment of my Nessus World book series. Now, it's definite that there's a fourth book, but I am stopping after that, because seriously, there are so many adventures that can happen in the Nessus World, and I'd rather leave that to the RP, to the role-playing game that I hope to create in the next year or two. And I actually do definitely need help on creating that role-playing game. It's going to be like Valhalla? I forgot what the RPG show is that Geek and Sundry have been doing. I need to check their website out, find out if they've started the second season. Oh my gosh, the first season was incredible. Ah, brilliantly done. Okay, anyways. Let's get to the book. I'm going to talk about what happened in the previous reading. I should probably talk. If you guys are tuning in because of today's segment description, I'm actually just going to go ahead and I'm just going to go ahead and read the story description that I have in the second paragraph. And then after that, I'm going to get right into going on what happened last Friday. And then I have to start reading because, I mean, I did time myself on the reading, but it's been a while since I did the timing that I don't remember how much I can talk. So here is the story description. Whoops. Being able to communicate and see the dead can prove difficult, especially if one has to keep it secret. Lauren never had it easy. She held that secret since she was merely 6. She didn't think high school would change things. Of course, a visit from Devin Rizzo from the previous Nessus World books had an impact on that. Could losing as a new hero be the death of her? Oh, man. I really like how I did that description. Okay, so what happened in last Friday's reading, Lauren made her best friend late to class, herself and her best friend late to class,
how did that session start?
That's right, she was in the graveyard, the cemetery. She got to find out what happened to Leota and her parents. Leota died of carbon monoxide, of course. And it turned out her parents had died that year, the year she started remembering. So, and she was able to tell Leota, and she even she realized, you know, she never knew what really happened to her parents, how they died and everything. So she asked her sister, and they almost had an argument. They both realized that they hardly knew anything about their parents' death. So Lauren called the Nessus base, at the local base for the Nessus family, and they are now going to be digging information on her parents, find out what really happened. And after that, she again had a argument with her sister, and then telling her sister Delilah to get out, and then talk to Leota, and
after that, oh my gosh, I'm talking too much. But that's when, that's basically when she, like the next day, she went to school, got her and her best friend late to class, and one of the principals called her, called them to his office, the principal for the senior class. So he and Matt, he and her best friend Maddie find out that she, that this classmate is dead, and Principal Griffith pretended that she did not witness this dead student. And that's actually where we left off, basically, because Lauren, that particular principal, Principal Griffith, the principal of the junior class, brought Lauren to her office and explained to her why she pretended of that she wasn't there. And that's actually where I'm going to go ahead and start. Ow. Okay. Sorry. I'm hurting myself for no apparent reason. Okay. Mm. That's actually one of the reasons why I was in his office. I caused Maddie and I to be late to class. Told her my secret. She scoffed. I don't even know if she's going to keep it or not. The principal continued with her gentle expression. She wanted Lauren to tell her secret. Lauren thought while she hesitated. I guess it wouldn't hurt to have an adult to know, she figured in her thoughts. I can talk to ghosts. See them, too, she said reluctantly. Of course, that makes sense. She nodded. The pale face and dazed walk, those mumbles I heard? Principal Griffith smiled faintly. Your secret is safe with me, Lauren. I won't tell anyone. Thanks, Miss Griffith. Lauren shivered, rubbing her arms of the cold she felt. She gasped and glanced around. No, no. No, please, she muttered. A pale figure stood next to the desk. Freckles lightly dusted her face, which blended with her carrot orange hair. She raised a finger to the filing cabinet. What is it, Lauren? Do you see someone? The principal gasped when a drawer suddenly opened. A manila file flew out and landed on her desk. She read the name on its tab. No, it can't be. She's been gone for years. Who are you? The white dress she wore barely showed her figure. Look for yourself, dear. Lauren stood and read the name as well. The medium opened her file. She didn't recognize the girl in her photo. That's not her. The ghost has pale skin, orange hair, and freckles on her face. The principal looked at her with a shocked, pale face. Noreen? She blinked. The ghost turned to them. But I thought she already crossed over. You knew her? Yeah, she said with a slow nod. When she was alive, she had telekinesis. Telekinesis. A natural talent. Does she know of Sensi Industries? Lauren wondered. What? Her eyes... Oh, wait, sorry. What? Her eyes widened in shock. Nessa's family, Noreen whispered. Lauren gasped excitedly before facing her. They helped me so much. You do, she whispered. Should I... Yes, she nodded. I never once was let down, not until my dying moment. And you're still here. Why? I volunteered undercover. I thought we could figure out what they use. They said they could take our talents away. Mother Nessus wanted to know how. The family would help me if ever I needed it. What happened?
Lauren narrowed her brows.
They had so many techniques. It was terrifying.
Tears filled her eyes.
I called the family when he told me the operation was ready. The others killed me by the time they arrived.
Lauren gasped before covering her mouth.
What? What is it?
Principal Griffith asked worriedly.
I've been following my friends since then. Make sure the others don't find out about them. Sarah keeps it hidden well, but she could use a friend.
She glanced at the principal.
She doesn't realize how supportive the Nessus family is. They're like a second family to me.
Wait, you mean she has one too? She asked, uncovering her mouth. Nori nodded.
It's not an actual Nessus, but she can create Psi energy balls. Sometimes they're changed to fire or ice. When she found out about the family, they let her join.
Lauren stared at the principal.
That explains why you said you can keep secrets,
she whispered. Her junior class principal cocked her head to the side.
You knew of the Nessus family this entire time. What do you know of them?
She asked in shock.
A man came to me a few days ago. He's trying to recruit me. They could use a medium.
She sighed. She shook her head while rubbing her forehead.
Noreen says the Nessus family is supportive, that you can use them even if you just want to talk.
I'm not like them. Anyone can use psi energy balls. She scoffed.
I do better alone. But you need someone to confide to, like I do. We have to have a friend to trust completely.
That put a smile on Noreen's face.
Miss Griffith, we need someone who can lend an ear, who knows about our gifts. I never told Maddie about my gift until today, and she and I have been friends since middle school.
So? It's none of my business.
But the Nessus family is, and that's what Noreen wants you to see. Going to someone in the family is like talking to a close friend. They could be a second family to you, like they were for her.
It stayed quiet for a minute. Principal Griffith shook her head while cradling it. Noreen pointed at the file. Its papers flipped until a certain point. The principal looked where Noreen stopped. She hung her head next.
She needs to hear it. I saw her write this. Sarah doesn't realize how big the Nessus world is.
Lauren leaned to read the paper.
Stoker is hardworking. She has a big heart and is proud of it. Despite her lack of motivation, she soaks up the education in this facility like a sponge. Stoker can recite anything after reading a book. This isn't photographic memory. It's something else. Yet I can't place my finger on it. She must have had a Nessus,
the principal whispered.
I remember her coming to me before she disappeared. Zeta didn't look so good.
She scoffed.
The others must have found her.
They did, Noreen said. She went willingly. Zeta didn't know.
I tried to stop her, but you can only do so much.
The ghost nodded.
Is there any way I can get you to cross over? Anything at all?
Noreen shook her head. As long as the others continue to chase us, I never will. Being a ghost has its advantages. I know I can help, and I won't give up. What does she say? Principal Griffith wondered. Lauren told her. She even included what her old friend had said earlier.
This is so much,
Lauren said, after learning about her and the ghost.
Shouldn't I tell someone?
Yes, the Nessus family, Noreen and the principal chorused.
But Sarah should tell them. Only Nessus members are allowed to inform them.
Lauren repeated her words. The principal groaned.
I have their number. So do I, Lauren. I'll call them after school. Go back to class, dear.
Lauren reluctantly obeyed, with Noreen following her. Now you're following me? If the Nessus family is interested in you, the others are not far behind. They have ways of finding out. Why not track them down? I've tried. I think the others found a way to block ghosts out. Bummer. It'd be a coup to get inside.
Noreen agreed.
How easy is it to spot it? You said Nessus? Not easy enough. I've been able to walk around the school while she works. And?
She waited patiently, but not before the school bell rang. Lauren had missed her English class. Students left classrooms to go to their third hour class.
I noticed a few, which doesn't surprise me. Two boys named Fern and Kristoff have talents. A girl, too. I think it was Stacy.
Lauren didn't know any of them. Their names had no familiarity to her. She glanced around after entering a room.
I wonder,
she whispered.
I'll study them. You stick to your schooling.
Throughout the class, she spotted one. It took some observation, though. He needed to open a notebook and textbook for her to figure him out. After noticing a few minutes left of class, she walked to Lauren. She saw the ghost in her peripheral vision in a matter of seconds. She wrote on a piece of paper before showing Noreen. Her new friend read it.
Did you find a Nessus?
She had written.
He's three desks to the left and behind.
Lauren observed her classmates to look for him. She smiled faintly. She remembered meeting him the previous year. When the bell rang, Lauren hurried to get her things. She hastened to him. Okay. I thought... Sorry. She hastened to him.
Patrick!
Lauren called. He turned to her and smiled. Hey, Lori, he teased. She giggled.
Still calling me that, huh?
Can't help it. You almost look like him. He wrapped an arm around her shoulders. What's up?
I can't remember. Are you a senior?
Yeah, he said with a nod. In fact, my last class is sixth hour.
Me too. Want to hang out after that?
He grinned. Little flames sparked on his fingers. Realizing that happened, he clenched his hand shut. Definitely. Patrick slipped his arm off to walk away. Up the head this way. See you later, Laurie.
You do kind of look like the actor,
Noreen commented. Lauren laughed.
It is pretty cool that the telekinesis still works,
she commented, remembering what happened in the principal's office.
Yeah, I don't have to use as much energy. When was the last time you slept?
Noreen shushed her after seeing a few students look at Lauren.
Oops, almost forgot.
I distracted you, that's why. She giggled.
I actually blinked out a week ago. It shouldn't happen for another 6 or 8 months.
That confused Lauren. Since my first sleep, I've been studying them.
It seems to have a pattern, even after... Wait, what year is it?
Lauren kept an eye on her classmates. When they reached an empty hall, they entered it. She told Noreen the year.
How long ago did you die, anyways?
The ghost shook her head.
It's been at least 23 years,
Noreen whispered. Lauren whistled low.
Yeah, I'll always worry about my friends and the Nessus family. What about your family?
She hurried to her class, realizing she had a few minutes left until the bell would ring.
I don't know. I haven't seen them since my funeral, and that was in a different state. I followed Sarah here.
She paused.
I don't even know if you should contact them or the Nessus family about me. Someone needs to learn about you, Noreen,
she whispered before entering her next class. By the time the sixth hour of class ended, she and Noreen decided her family should know. The Nessus family didn't need to worry about the afterlife just yet. She bumped into Maddie on her way to the school doors.
Rin, I've been looking for you, she exclaimed.
Hey, Maddie, sorry. A lot went on in Principal Griffith's office.
Did she find out?
You know,
Maddie glanced around.
That you can see ghosts?
She said aloud.
Lauren scoffed and observed their area. Students passed by them.
Do you have to say it so loud?
She shook her head.
Geez, Maddie, if you're going to be so freely about it, why not shout it from the rooftop?
Whoa, relax. It's not like you're going to be sent off.
I almost was,
she hissed with angry eyes. Her friend widened her eyes. Sorry, her best friend.
In preschool,
she shuddered.
Everyone kept saying I was going crazy.
Lauren scoffed.
You know what? Go ahead. If you really want me shut off from everyone or even my dead by my enemies, go ahead and tell everyone.
Why are you being like this? I didn't betray you, Lauren.
But you just did. You said what I can do, what hardly anyone in this world could do. I've been keeping it secret ever since I was 7, and you outright said it just now.
Tears fell down her cheeks.
I thought we could keep secrets together, but it seems you don't care about mine.
She rubbed the tears off before walking away. Maddie went after her. Lauren went through the doors and inadvertently dropped her school supplies.
Lauren, wait!
Lauren ignored her. Noreen had witnessed what happened. She felt bad for the two of them. The same thing happened to her plenty of times when she was alive. The ghost stayed behind to keep an eye on everyone else. While Maddie went after Lauren, Patrick saw them. He hurried up to her and touched her shoulder. She turned to him. With a weak smile, she hugged him.
Is everything all right?
She shook her head.
Maddie won't keep my secret.
Lauren saw her stop beside them.
She thinks everyone should know about the gift I have, like you do.
What? Patrick stared at Lauren. What are you talking about?
Lauren, I'm sorry. I do think everyone should know, but not the way you think. I don't care. Leave me alone. You could do so much, Rin. A lot of people could move on, and the ones that stay can help if you're finding information.
Lauren shook like a leaf in Patrick's arms.
I'm not so sure Lauren's in the listening mood, Maddie. Maybe you should try talking to her later.
Maddie scoffed and walked away.
I wish that hadn't happened,
she whispered. He shrugged after pulling away from her hug.
I went through the same thing 5 years ago. Our secrets aren't important to certain people, even if they think it's a blessing in disguise.
She eyed him. Lauren knew then that she had to tell him. They were both in danger. She could feel it. Something didn't seem right. And that is actually where I'm going to stop.
Oh,
I love this book. I love this book. And I've actually been writing the fourth installment for the Nessus world. And it actually took me, I'd say, almost a little over a month. I actually finished the fourth installment this week, actually. And I've kind of did already a read-through of it, added a little more details because I realized I needed to put in subtle signs of an event that's supposed to happen at the end of the book. Because when I finished writing the book, I realized, oh, I didn't put signs of that throughout the book. Maybe I should probably insert those. So that's in. I have yet to put it on my computer and give it a book description, but I will be reading the fourth installment after I finish The Death of Her. So, and I've actually done the calculations of it. I will be finishing the book on April Fool's Day. Da 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 da. Wow. Okay. It's pretty cool. Surprisingly, by the time I finish this book, I will have the fourth book. I will have the fourth installment ready for you guys, and hopefully I'll have the segments ready for that too.
I hope I can make myself plan ahead that far, because I know I tend to procrastinate. I am a Dorcas procrastinatus. I don't remember if I made that up or not. I remember writing it years ago when I was living at my duplex. All right, so I'm actually super super excited about everything that's going on. As I said, tonight I'm going to be supporting my friend, my gay friend. He came out of the closet a couple years ago, and I honestly have to say I've never seen him change so fast. Really, he's a great guy, and you can actually find he actually has a Facebook page, which is entirely cool. It's entirely cool. I can't remember. I think it's called Ostentatious. There it is. There we go. His Facebook page is Ostentatious. A-U-S-T-I-N dash, that's, I think it's the hyphen thing, dash, T-A-T-I-O-U-S, Ostentatious. I think you guys will really like him. But, oh, shoot, I am behind. I'm going to go ahead and bid you all farewell. I hope you all have I hope you all have a great morning, afternoon, evening, or night, wherever you are in the world. I am Sweet Rascally Rabbit, saying goodbye with Secrets by One Republic. I love this song. Bye, everyone.
Another story, something to get off my chest. My life is kind of boring, need something that I can confess. Till on my sleeves I stained red from all the truth that I've said. Come by it honestly, I swear. Thought you saw me weak, no, I've been on the brink. So tell me what you want to hear.